It's 58 degrees at 8:56, and time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. It's awful quiet here again today. We're seeing just marginally changes here in the corn and soybeans and wheat market, just a couple cents lower here. Just not a lot of news here to start the week. U.S. and China wrapped up their recent round of trade talks late last week that continue to say that good progress is being made, but still no timetable at this point on when they may get together again. Sounds like they're going to continue to visit via video conferencing, so we'll see how that goes. We do have a USDA crop report out tomorrow. We are expecting corn ending stocks to be increased due to the grain stocks report we saw here a couple weeks ago. Corn ending stocks could approach about 2 billion bushels. Not expecting much change in bean and wheat ending stocks, and the USDA will update South American production numbers as well. Still a big fund position short in the corn and soybeans, especially the corn, near record amounts of short position for the funds there, but that continues to really not to get the market too excited here this morning. Looks like we do have some more weather coming in through the western corn belt, some rain in Iowa, and looks like some snow again later this weekend in the Dakotas. Market's still just not paying much attention to planting delays. At this point, we will have our first official corn progress number this afternoon in the crop progress report. As expected, not expected to show much corn planted here, as we especially through the northern half of the corn belt. We do have May corn at 363, up a half a cent. July corn at 371 and a quarter, up a quarter. December corn at 390 and three quarters, that's up three quarters. May soybeans 892 and a quarter, up a quarter. July soybeans at 912 and a quarter, that's up one quarter. November soybeans at 933 and a quarter, that's up one half. May Chicago wheat 465 and three quarters, down two. July at 467 and one half, down two and one quarter. July Kansas City wheat 436 and a quarter, down one and three quarters. July Minneapolis wheat at 535 and a quarter, that's up three and one half. Livestock markets here this morning, mostly lower. We do have April cattle at 125.50, down 55. June cattle 120.22, that's down 12 cents. April feeders 146.15 unchanged. May feeders 149.87, down 35. April hogs 78.82, down 20. May hogs 90.80, that's also down 20. Export inspections out this morning. Like I said, crop progress out this afternoon. Most of the focus will be on the crop report tomorrow. And then once that is out of the way and assuming no big surprises there, assume at that point we start talking a little bit more about the weather and planning progress here as the week moves on, Brian.
All right, Aaron. Thanks a lot for that update.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You bet. That's Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington on this Monday morning. Quick look at current conditions and clouds starting to thin out a little bit as we move along this morning. We're at 58 degrees here in Urbana with a northwest wind right around 5 miles per hour. Bloomington Normal reports 56 degrees, 57 in Decatur, 55 degrees in Danville, 58 in Charleston, Mattoon, and 55 degrees in Rantoul. Checking your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today. Look for mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures today with a high of 75 degrees, northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear tonight down to a low of 48 degrees. For the day tomorrow, mostly sunny, not quite as warm, with a high of 67. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night with a low of 41. Then partly cloudy skies again for the day on Wednesday and a high of 60 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is next. It's 9 o'clock.